What's your sense of everything right now with students just freshly back? And I know you were doing a lot of traveling during the summer. What's your sense of this kind of right as we're getting back into a new academic year? What's top of your mind?
Well, the beginning of the school year is like no other time of the year. So you feel great and people feel great. We actually have had a great start too. The convocation had the best attendance that they could remember. So there were a lot of students. Most of them came. We had an amazing talk by the author of the first year summer reading book, Ryan Stevenson. It was packed. Standing ovation went on and on in a really positive sunset serenade. All these things happening that make you feel a lot of excitement about it. And I think when you start a new year, people do come with a real feeling of optimism. So that's how it feels on campus right now.
July 1st, 2013, the first day moving into this role, you walked into a lot. There's been a lot going on in the 2 years and a month and a half since then. How would you assess that two-year time period so far for the UNC campus?
I feel great about the 2 years in this way. I came in with a perspective on what was going on here, and I came to a campus that I believe was ready to take on issues. It had already begun. In many ways, we know they had already been diving deep into the NCAA issues. They'd already been deeply involved with sexual assault issues. So people were already working. That was the first thing. The second thing I did notice is that people were willing to make change. And I think that's quite special. When you come in as a new chancellor, you don't know if people are viewing you as a person who they want to keep things the same, or they're viewing as you as someone who's going to help make change happen. This was very much a campus, a university ready for change. It was also a university that was wanting to talk and do more about its research, its students, you know, be focusing on the real advances. And of course, we still feel that. That's probably where people feel impatience is, let's continue to improve, but let's talk more about the great things happening. So I inherited all that and felt like in the first year and a half, we really added positions in virtually every one of the leadership positions needed to be hired, build itself out. But we also built a very strong feeling of team working together. People have really come in, learned fast, and started to reach out. So, you know, I put all that together and I feel like, boy, we're in a place of very positive momentum, but we have serious business that we're still attending to, as well as the future to build.